with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news as law enforcement investigators have the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother sealed off a road near Gansey Guthrie's home in Arizona late last night. A parade of sheriffs and FBI vehicles, including forensic vehicles, passed through the roadblock that was set up about 2 miles from the house. Ed Donahue reports it's part of an exhaustive investigation.
In the search for Nancy Guthrie in Arizona, investigators found several gloves, the nearest about 2 miles from Guthrie's home, and submitted them for lab analysis. DNA from Guthrie's property, which doesn't belong to her or those in close contact with her, was collected. Investigators are working to identify who it belongs to. Nearby is a big banner that reads, "Bring her home." The mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie was last seen January 31st and reported missing the following day. I'm Ed Donahue.
While visiting with troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina yesterday, President Trump was asked if he wants to see regime change in Iran.
Seems like that would be the best thing that could happen. For 47 years, they've been talking and talking and talking. In the meantime, we've lost a lot of lives while they talk, and legs blown off, arms blown off, faces blown off. It's been going on for a long time, so let's see what happens.
The president said the USS Gerald R. Ford is being sent from the Caribbean Sea to the Mideast to join other warships and military assets the U.S. has built up in the region. A shutdown of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has now gone into effect. That includes the TSA, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers and bags at airports. Experts say mass flight cancellations like those last year are less likely because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, but TSA officers are required to stay on the job without pay during the Homeland Security shutdown that started at midnight. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be in South America this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Ushuaia, Argentina, on both Saturday and Sunday. Ushuaia is a small town at the very southern tip of Argentina, often used as a jumping-off point for trips to Antarctica. Graham will be accompanied by several contemporary Christian music groups, and local churches are organizing the event.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. LGBT activists are complaining about commentators at the Winter Olympics misgendering a woman who is living as a man. Elis Lundholm of Sweden is a female skier who is living as a man. However, because she is competing in the women's division, not against the men, there is often confusion in the broadcast booth. Because Lundholm is a biological woman, there has been no controversy surrounding her participation in the Milan Cortina Games. The Swedish ski team confirms that the 23-year-old has not undergone any testosterone therapy, meaning there's no concern about her having an unfair advantage. This is SRN News. This week's death of 48-year-old actor James Van Der Beek highlights a rising trend in colorectal cancer among young adults.
While overall colorectal cancer rates have inched down in recent years, the rates for those under the age of 50 have risen. In fact, it's now the top cancer killer of Americans under 50. Doctors say people should reduce their risk by eating a healthy diet, getting screened starting at the age of 45, and don't wait to have worrisome symptoms examined. Rich Thomason reporting.
Mike Tyson said boxing in this country is fading and he wants to help revive it by building stronger amateur competitors. Yesterday, he pointed to shrinking grassroots boxing clubs and fewer places for young fighters to test themselves. He's helping launch the Mike Tyson Invitational in Vegas, March 12th through 14th, to bring top amateurs together. Tyson also worries about boxing's shaky Olympic status. More news at srnnews.com.